Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil.
Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refor Shalema, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Baschaya Leo.
Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. We'll start the shiur with the Gemara on Amid Beis. Kuf Lamed Beis, Amid Beis. The Gemara brings down a memory of Evchizde. And Rav Omar Evchizde says the Gemara, Zroya Le'echod, Keivo Le'echod, L'choyayim L'shnayim. The Gemara says that you divide the L'choyayim into two for two Koyanim, and the Gemara asks a Kasha, which is Mashma, that we can only give the Zeraya to one Koyan, we have to give the whole Zeraya to a Koyan, Eini, Voki, also Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Oma, Bamarova, Palgino, Lugam, Megarma. They actually used to split them up into many different portions to give it to different Koyanim. Says the Gemara, Hosam Bidatura, we're talking about a big ox, says Rashi, which are Yvoriv, Gedoilim, and therefore even the Zeraya, he can tell, you can go and divide and give it to different Koyanim. Masha'inke in Evchista is talking about Behemo Dako, and therefore he has to give a Matona Chashuva, says Rashi. And this is only if he's going to give the Zroya to one Koyan, so to the Keva to one Koyan. But the Choyayim, he could split into two and give it to two separate Koyanim. Now, very interesting, Alocha is pointed out because of this Gemara in the Chochmas Odom, in Klal Kuf Nun, or his base. Says the Chochmas Odom that in the Gemara in Bechiris Nun Amud Beis, when it's discussing the halacha of Pidyon HaBen, that the din is that you have to give five sloim of Pidyon HaBen to a Kohen. So the Gemara over there, the Loshon is that even if one person would give Hei Sloim Lehei Koyanim, he'll split up the sloim and will give five sloim to five different Koyanim. Says the Gemara, he's also Yotzer the Mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, because at the end of the day he's given five sloim to the Kohen. Says the Chochmas Odom that the Pashtus, the reading of the Gemara in Bechiris, will be mashma, that this halacha is only b'di'eved. Only b'di'eved, yotzo, says the Gemara, if he divides the five sloim to five different koyanim. But says the Chochmas Odom, l'chiri, from our Gemara is mashma, that this din is not b'di'eved, and one can do so even l'chatchila, as long as it's a matona chashuva, like the Gemara says, like we can go and divide the zroya, which is one matona. Afal Pikein, even so, we can divide the Zeraya to Kamo Koyanim, Garme Garme, like they used to do in Marova, because the Gemara explains, was a Vor of Gdoilim, it's Matona Chashuvo. So too, to go and divide the Pidyon HaBen in five Sloim to five different Koyanim, there's no Alocha that we have to give the Matona Dafka to one Koyan, and the Alocha is you can go and divide the Matona into a few Koyanim, as long as each one is getting a Matona Chashuvo and one Sela. It's definitely a matona chashuva. Memela says the Chochmas Odom, we can learn from our Gemara that this halacha in the Gemara Bechiris is not just b'di'eved, it is a din even lechatchila, like it's mashma, we are allowed to do bad Zeraya. The Chasam Seif in his tshuva, in Yoredei, at the end of Rish Tzadik Zayin, he says lechatchila, the halacha is definitely that we have to give all the five sloim to one koyan. Says the Chasam Seif, the reason is, since this is one matona of Pidyon HaBen, the halacha is one matona should go to one koyin. This is al Chasam Sefer says al Chatchila, one should definitely give it only to one koyin, only by the Eved, he's Yoitza if he splits it to five different koyanim. And the Pischi Tshuva in Yoredeya Simon Shinhei, Sivkot in Yud already asks on the Chasam Sefer from our Gemara, which is the same Raya of the Chochmas Odom, L'chiri over here, we're talking about one matona, the Zeraya is definitely one matona, and Afal Pikein, even so, we find in our Gemara, it is allowed to be split to different Koyanim, in sounds that there's no din l'chatchila to be given to one Koyanim. One Koyan. Mameila, we have here Machlikas and Achrinim, if our Gemara is a Raya to go to different matonois, like Pidyon HaBen, if it could be split one matona to Kamo Koyanim. Now the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis by us, explains at the end of the Perek the din of Rav Chisda, our halacha of Rav Chisda, and says the Rambam, the reason why Rav Chisda tells us that he gives the Zeraya Le'echod and the Keva Le'echod L'choyayim L'shnayim, and in the case where he has a bigger cow, a Tura, then he splits even more, the reason is not a heter that he's permitted to divide the Matonos to different Koyanim. But Adarabba, says the Rambam, this is Be'emes the Chiyuv. He's Mechuyuv to go and split up the matono is to as many koyanim as possible, because he is not allowed to give all the matono is to one koyan, says the Rambam. Chazal already taught us that this is a dovah sonui, this is not a good thing to do, to give all the matono is to one koyan. Explains the Prichodosh In Simen Samech Aleph, Sivkot and Tesvov, that the Makoy of the Rambam is from the Gemara in Eruvin, Samech Gimel Omed Aleph, the Gemara over there tells us, Kol Anoisein Matonoisov Lekoyin Echod, Mevi Rov Loilom. Whoever gives all his matonois to one Koyin, he brings a hunger onto the world. Memela says the Rambam, you see from here, the Chazal did not want one person to give all his matonois to the Koyin, to one Koyin, and Adarabe, the aloch of our Gemara of Evchisa is good for teaching us that he should split up as much as possible. If he has a behemoth daka, he's got no choice. He has to give the whole Zeruya to one Kohen. But if he has a bigger behemoth, which is possible to split up even the Zeruya into a few matonois, then Adarabba, not just that he's permitted, like we said before, to go and give to two different Koyanim, but says the Rambam, he's mechuyev to do so because he is not allowed to go and give the matonois, la'odom echod, la'koyen echod, because he's maybe rov la'oilom. This other Rambam says a chidush, in Pirsha Mishnayis is actually mechuyev not to go and give the whole zeruya of the ox to one koyen. But says the Pichodosh, he already points out, that if we look at the Rambam in his chibur in Yad HaChazoka, it seems like the Rambam was chayzer from this halacha, because the Rambam says, in Bikurim Perik Tes halacha Yud Zayin, he says in our din that im reitze lechalkoy, if he wants to go and split up and divide the Zeruya in a case where he has an ox, then he's allowed to go and split up to Kamo Koyanim, Mr. Mashma. There's no chiyuv for him to go and do so, not like the Rambam writes in the Pirsh Mishnayis, that Be'emes is mechuyuv to do so, because otherwise he's maybe Rov Lo'ilom. And Be'emes in the new Dfusim, in the new Pirsh Mishnayis, in the Madur Basra of the Rambam already himself was Magia, and he changed his nusach in the Pirsha Mishnah, it's like he writes in his chibur, that he's not mechuyev to do so, but he's allowed to, he's permitted, like we learn from our Gemara, the Pashtus of the Gemara. Explains the Prichodosh, that l'chir, even though we have a Gemara in Eruvin, which tells us that if you give all the matonis to one Koyan, is maybe Rav Lo'ilom, the difference is, like it's Mashma in the Rambam, the Prichodosh is Medayik, so in the Lashonis of the Rambam, that there's a difference if a person always, this is his derech, he gives all his matonois to one Kohen. And this is what the Gemara is referring to, if he does so always, tomid, he always gives his matonois to one Kohen, this is what the Gemara is referring to, mevi rov lo'ilom. But if be'ekroi, one time a person, one time wants to choose one Kohen, a different time he chooses someone else, then there's no problem if be'ekroi gives matonois l'koyen echod, and Mamela, the Gemara of here is only discussing if he's allowed to go and split it up to a few Koyanim. So this is the shit of the Rambam, that we have this Gemara in Eruvin, the Maskona of the Rambam in his Chibur in Yad HaChazoka, we have a Gemara in Eruvin on one side which tells us that we should not be giving matonois to one Koyan, we should try and split it up to different Koyanim. Mashain Kain, the Rambam is Mashma, this din is only in the case where a person's giving, always constantly giving all his matonis to one Koyan. This is what's also Mashain Kain, to one time, it is mutter to give it to one Koyan. The Yad Avraham in his Agois in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Samach Aleph in Siftes, he's Ma'ir, that even though we said the Rambam is Mashma, that in one time a person's allowed to give all his matonis to one Koyan. But if we look at Tosfos, a few places in Shas, it's not mashma like this, and Tosfos is mashma, that even derech arai, one time a pan echod is also awesome. Tosfos in Ksubis in Chavav Amad Aleph, in Kedushin in Chav Zayin Amad Aleph, Reb Chaim Kanievsky in derech Emunah in Bikurim Perik Tes, in Bialoche, over there, Divah Maschel Loroitze, he's Medayik so in the Rash, in Maise Sheini Perik Hei Mishne Tes, not just from the Tosfos we quoted, but also the shit of the Rash, is mashma in Tosfos and the Rash, that they hold that even one time one should not give all the matonois to one Kohen. But in Tosfos is mavur, that the side of the Issa of the Gemara in Eruvin, which it says that if he gives his matonois to a Kohen Echod, maybe Rav Lo'ilom, is only referring to different matonois. Lemoshel, he has matono of Rishis Agez, he has Pidyon HaBen, he has Yoel Chiyayim V'Keivo, and he wants to give all these matonois to one Koyan. This is the Issa, which the Gemara in Erevin is discussing, and Tosfos says that this Issa is Be'emes, Osa, even one time, even Be'akroi, this is a din, which is Osa. Memeila, Shittas HaTosfos is different than the Rambam. The Rambam's Shitta is that the Issa, to give all the matonois to one Koyan, is not just referring to different matonois. This means even to one matono, which you can split up into more. The Rambam holds that by Kroi is mutter, but only if you do so tomid, this is also. Masha'inkin Shittas HaTosfos is that it's referring only to a few matonois shoinois, Tifir matonis, this is also to give to one kohen. Mashenke one matona, it is mutter to give. Mameila says of Chaim Kanievsky over there in Bikurim Periktes in Derech Emuna, that it is mistaba that even though the Gemara we're going to be seeing later on in Kuflamet Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara says that the matonis in our period of Zeruya al Chayayim Vekeva or Behemoth three separate matonis in Aloche, they have a loch of three separate matonis, but in the mitzvahs they're only called one mitzvah. And Mameila, since in the mitzvahs it's all called one matona, also in the brace of the Chof Dalet Matnis Kohuna, this is enough to say that this is called one big matona, that you're not mechuyev to go and give them to separate Kohanim. And Mameila, the aloha of Rev Chista over here, of Zreya Le'echod and Keva Le'echod, means he's permitted to go and split up the Zreya and the Keva, but he's not mechuyev to, even the Shittas HaToisvus holds that he's not allowed to go and give a few separate matonis to one Kohen, even by Kroy, even by Derech Arya, he's also Aser, but it could be Zreya Le'chayayim V'keva, does not have aloha of separate matonis. This is a din of one matona and Mameila, he can give them all to one Kohen if he wants, and does not have an issa of mevi rov lo'ilom. An interesting story over there, the Yad Avraham brings down in the Zagor, in Simas Samach Aleph, he brings down from the Plesi, that the Plesi says that his son-in-law once made a pidyon haben, and he shechted the behema, l'chovei the simcha of the suda, of the pidyon haben, and from the behema he took out the matonois, the zerah l'chayayim v'keva, and then, during the mice of the pidyon haben, he had two mitzvahs, two matonois, to give to the Kohen. He had the Pidyon HaBen, the five Sloim, to be Poida his son. And also he has these matonois of the behema which he shechted, l'chovet the suda of the Pidyon HaBen. Says he had Avram b'shem the Plesi, that the Plesi quoted from his son-in-law that he didn't want to give both matonois to the Kohen, because he says that nois and matonois of l'Kohen Echod, maybe Rav Lo'ilo, and therefore he chose a different Kohen to give the matonois, and he gave the matona of the Pidyon HaBen to one Kohen, and the matonois of Zeruya L'chayayim V'keva from the Behema to a different Kohen. Asks the Yad Avraham, L'chayir, we said from the Rambam, there's no issa be'ekroi, one time to give the matonois, L'Kohen Echod, there's no issa, so L'chayir, why was he makpid? But says the Derech Emuna, the L'chayir, that the reason why he was makpid is because of Shittas HaToisvus, which we said, holds that even be'ekroi is also also if he's giving separate matonois. And over here, the Pidyon HaBen and the Matonis of Zeruya L'chayayim V'keva are definitely Matonis Shoinois, and therefore this is the reason why it was Makpid not to give it to the same Kohen. So this is the halacha over here discussed in our Gemara. First of all, a Chiddush that he's allowed to go and he were permitted to go and take one Matona, which is a Zeruya, and split it up to many different Kohanim, as long as each Kohen is going to get a Matona Chashuvo. And from here we can learn how to Pidyon HaBen also, like we said from the Chochmas Odom and the Pischi Tshuva. Then we discuss the Shitta of the Rambam in his Pirush Mishnayis, in Madura Kamer, that he learns that the Gemara over here is not telling us that it's permitted, but it's actually Mechuyev to split up the Matonois, because he hasn't got, otherwise he has a problem of Noisei Matonoisov, L'Koyen Echod. And then we said that Alocha, the Rambam Paskins, that this is only Osa, if he does, Derech Tomid, but not by Akroi, and Shitta Satoisvis is that this is only by different Matonois, but not in the case where it's Matona Achas. And different matonis according to Tosfos is be'emes osa, even be'ekroi, and this could be the story over there by the son-in-law of the Plesi. Moving further on in the Gemara brings down now two memories of Rabbi Babachono Omer Rabbi Yochanan. The first memory teaches that osa lechul mi behema shalohuma matnoiseo. A behema that we haven't yet taken out the matonis, lohuma matnoiseo, osa lechul, you're not allowed to eat from this behema. The second memory of Rabbi Baba Chono Meir Yochanan is Kol Oichel Mi Behima Sheloi Hurmo Matnoiseo. If he eats from the behima before the aroma of the matonois, Keilu Oichel Tvolim, he's eating tevel. Just like if he eats tevel, he's also to eat tevel before you take a frosha of Trumas and Maestres. So too, there's a issa of eating from a behima before aroma, before taking out the Zeruya L'chayayim V'keva. These are the two memories over here from Rabbi Yochanan. Tosfos over here in Devar Maschil, Keilu Oichel Tvolim, explains the Mekor of Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, that he has halacha Keilu Oichel Tvolim, to say that the din of Matonois is similar to the halacha of Trumas and Maestres. This is because of the drosha of the Gemara later on in Daf Kuf Lamed Vav Amed Aleph, We learn how the Matonos are Gzeir Shoven, Nesina, Nesina from Truma. And this teaches us that just like by Truma we have Aloch of Tevil, so too by Matonos we have Aloch of Tevil. The Pashtas of Tesis is that this Din of Abirichanon is Me'ika Din, this is a Din Torah, this is the Reisa Diga Aloche, that when we not eat before, just like we're not allowed to eat Tevil before Truma Semaisers, so too there's a Dereisa Diga Gzeir Shover, that we learn the Matonos Nesina, Nesina from Truma, to tell us that we're not allowed to eat any of the behemoth before it is taken, yet the keilu, the afrosha, and the haroma of the zreel chiyayim v'keva is like afrosha's shumas umaisis, and beforehand it is also minatir. So too the Rishonim, Tosfos, and the others, Ramban, Ritva, earlier in Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, is also mashma that this halacha of Ebrichanon is Issa de Reise, and Be'emes is a chidush to say that there's Issa de Reise over here. L'chayr over here, the matonos are inside, they are mufresh and muvdal, we know exactly which ones they are, the zreel, l'chayayim v'keivo, there's nothing over here to go and be mafresh, like a normal kri, like a normal time when we're taking trumas and maizers, where there's no hafrosha, there's no difference at all between this tvua and this tvua, and only it's going to be chal with the hafrosha, that this is what's been chal, a chalos truma on this part of the tvua. And beforehand, everything is tevel. Mashenken over here, one can say that since it is on its own, the Zeroya is on its own, the Luchayayim, the Keva, they're on their own, the Mufresh and Muvdul, standing on their own, this is not enough to create a tevel in the whole behemoth. But Afa Pekenes, Mavu and Toysvus, that this din is learnt out in the Sina from Truma, to tell us that there's Alocha of the Chilas Tvolim. The Gemara Lemaisa tells us by us, the Leis Hilchus HaKavosei, the Halacha, is actually not like this Din of Abirchanon, and it is not Keilu Eichel Tvolim. So to the Rif over here, Paskins, the Rambam, in Bikurim, Perik Tet, Halacha Yudalad, that the Halacha is not like both Dinim of Abirchanon. There's no Eichel Tvolim, and there's no Issa Achila at all, before Haromas Matonois, and says the Rambam, Mutel Lechoil Koidom Haroma, one is allowed to go and eat from the behemoth, even though he hasn't yet actually separated the Zerah L'chayayim V'keiva away from the behemoth. There's no Issa Tevel and there's no Issa Achila. And explains the Rambam, Be'emes, the reason why we disagree with Rabbi Yochanan is because of this Svara which we mentioned, that Bishloimer, in the case of Tevel, there's nothing clear yet before the Afrosha, and therefore everything is Tevel for the Afrosha. Mashenken over here, everything is already clear, and Mavuyer V'oimed, and therefore there's no Issa Tevel, and so too there's no even Issa Achila before the Aroma. So too the Ramban later on in Kuflam Medvav Amud Beis, he explains that even though Rabbi Yochanan, as we said, is coming from the drosha of Nesina, Nesina from Truma, which is the drosha of Rabbi Loi later on in Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, says the Ramban, the fact that the Gemara over here says that Leis Hilchase Kevasei de Rabbi Yochanan, we do not pasken like Rabbi Yochanan, does not mean that we're also not paskening like the drosha of Rabbi Loi later on. Because the Iker drosha we can hold like Rabbi Loi, but we do not hold that this is enough to go and say that there should be a din tevel by the matonos, just like we have tevel by afroshos shumas umaisers, because it's not the same mitzias. The difference is that over here it is already clear, separated earlier before the actual maisa of afroshos shumas umaisers, and therefore over here we pasken leis hilchas akavosei. We do not use this drosha of Rabbi Loi to teach us the halacha of kilo oichel tvolim. The Turi Evan himself in Megillah Chof Chesamad Aleph, he's very ma'irich over here in the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan, and he says that it is very hard to say that even Rabbi Yochanan himself should hold that there should be a Issa Tevel min HaTorah, just like Trumas and Maisers, before Haromas Luchayim and Haromas Zuria and Haromas Hakeva. Says the Turi Evan, Luchayim, since the Mavur of Oima, this is very hard to say that it should be a halacha of Tevel de Reise, and therefore it is very mistabel that even a Biyochanon, it's not a real drosha to teach us this halacha, and it's only a Issa midir abonon, and it's only a smachta to tell us this halacha of Keilu Oichel Tvolim, but it's not actually a Issa of Tevel minatir. And actually the Tosfos Rosh over here, he says that he's mesupik if this din of a Biyochanon is a din de Reise or a din de abonon. Mamela, we have over here Behemoth a chidush diga idea, a concept to say that is Issa of Tevel on the behemoth before the aroma, which is lechira not similar to the alocha of Tevel normally by Trumas and Maestres, and this is the reason why Leitichus a Kavosi, like the Rambam Paskins, but Al Kaponim in Ebirichnon, we have a discussion if this is Minatoria, like the Pashtas of Tosfos, or it is only Midarabono, like the second Tzad of the Tosfos Arosh, and this is the Shitta of the Turi Evan, like Izmairich in Megillah Chof Chetzomedal. the Netziv in his Sefer Hemek Shaila, in Sheilta Kuf Nun Aleph, Sivkot and Aleph, he's also Mayrich, if this Issa is Minatera, and he explains that one can learn that this is Behemoth Gufa, the two memories of Rabbi Yochanan. This is the reason why Rabbi Yochanan found it necessary to say twice this halacha that we're not allowed to eat before the aroma. At the beginning, he just said the halacha that is also lechel mi behema, shalehoma madni seo, is not allowed to eat from the behema, but he didn't actually call it keilu oichel tvalim. Says in the Tziv, the reason is because the reason he says at the beginning, also lechel mi behema, shalehoma madni seo, one can think that this is only isa midrabonon. So on that said, Rabbi Bechonon, Rabbi Yochanan, that no, it is not just isa derabonon. Kol oichel mi behema shelohuma matnoiseo keilu oichel tvolim. This is beemes isa deiraisa, and this is the reason why he added on another memory to teach us that beemes it is isa deiraisa like the pashas of Tosfos. But says in the Tziv that the second memory itself would not be enough to say keilu oichel tvolim because there's no chiyuv of malchus like there is by the malchus of tevel, which we know before trumas and maizus. So now Rabbi Yochanan tells us in the first memory also that it is only a Issa, also Lechel Kodem, but the Issa is Issa the Reiser, Keilu Eichel Tvolim. This is how the Netziv explains over here the two memories of the Gemara. Now as we mentioned, the Gemara says, Leis Hilchus HaKavosei, and the Rif and the Rambam understand that this is referring to both memories of the Gemara. We do not paskin at all like Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore they say that there's no Issa at all to eat from the Behemah before Haromas Hamatonis. But Tosfos earlier in Kuf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph says that even though the Gemara says Leishilchse Kavose, this is only referring to the second memory of Rabbi Yochanan. That Rabbi Yochanan added on that there's an Issa of Tevel. On this, we don't paskel like Rabbi Yochanan. But the first halacha that there's an Issa to eat from the Behema before Haroma, this is La Halacha. Even us, La Didon, we paskel like this La Halacha, that there's an Issa to eat from the Behema before the Haroma. The Prichodosh explains in Simon Samach Aleph, Sivkot and Yud, that according to Taisa, this Issa is Behemes Issa only Midrabonon. Now this works very well what we explain from the Netziv, that the first din of Rabbi Yochanan is actually telling us, teaching us a din, that the Loshen will be Mashma, it's only Midrabonon. The second Loshen is what's telling us that it's Issa Minatayah, and on that says Taisa's Behemes, we do not paskin, like the second memory of Rabbi Yochanan, like the Gemara, Leithilchuse Kavose is only going on the second memory, because it is not Issa min Atir, it is only Issa mid Rabbonon, like it's Mashma Behemes in the first memory. So we have a Machlikas Rishonim over here, if the Leithilchus HaKavose, Lemaskona, Ledina, is there any Issa to eat from the Behemah before Haroma Samatonis, even though there's definitely Lealocha, no Issa Tevil. The Agoras Marsham over here, he brings down from a Loshon of Rashi in Beitza, Yud Beis Amid Beis also, which Mashma, like Tosfos earlier, that there would be a Issa to eat from the Behema before Haroma Samatonis. Lehalocha, the Torah and Shulchan Aruch, they paskin in Yeridea, Simen Samach Aleph, Sifhei, like the Rif and the Rambam, that there's no Issa at all to eat from the Behema before Haroma Samatonis, and says the Torah and Shulchan Aruch, that even though they say that the Rif and the Rambam, there's no Issa, but mitzvah lehafrish koidim. There's still a mitzvah to first go and cut out the zera l'chayayim, the kevah, and be miriam them from the behemah, to take them away from the behemah first, before he starts eating any other chilek of the behemah. Explains the Derech Emunah in Bikurim Perek Tes, that it could be the reason of this mitzvah is, because even though we don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan at all, and like the Rambam explains, because the matonos are standing on their own, they do not need any biru, we do not have to be mavari which ones they are, they're very clear, but afal pikein, the actual cutting of the behemah away, the matona away from the behemah, it is what bin chal on the matona, on this zroya, atoyas matonos. The chalois shem matonos is chal, with the chituch and with the aroma, away from the behemah, like we find in the Gemara in Baba Basra, Kuf Chav Gimel Amid Beis, the idea and the concept of matonos shaloi humu, it seems that there is a Maisa Haroma which is involved in the Matonis. So even though the Matonis, we said there's no Tevel, the Matonis are standing separate, but Afal Pikein, there is a Maisa Haroma going on, which through this Maisa Haroma is being Chal, the Toras Matonis of the Zreel Chayayim Vekevo. So Mameila, this is the reason the Shulchan Aruch says that there's a mitzvah lechatchila to go and be mafrish and be merim, to cut them away from the behemah, which through this is being chal, the chalois matonois of Zreya L'Chayayim V'Kevan when you're afterwards eating the rest of the behemah, even though Meika Adin, there's no actual Issa to go and eat from the behemah before he does so, before he does Aroma, but there is a Maisa Aroma, and there is a Chalois which has been Chal through taking out the Zreya L'Chayayim V'Kevan from the behemah. This is the Derech Emunah explains, and he brings this down from the Ritva in Baba Basra Kufchav Beis on its base, who already asks on the Loshen of the Gemara, Matonish Sheloi Humu, that Lechuyah, since they're standing on their own, why do they need Aroma at all? Lechuyah, automatically after the Shechita, they are already Kemisha Huram. There's nothing else needed, they're not missing anything. And this is one of the Pshat in the Ritva says that it has to be cut out of the Behemah, like the Derech Emunah explains, Pshat in the Torah Shulchan Aruch, why there's a mitzvah to be mafish before the Achilas HaBehemah. Moving further on in the Gemara brings down the Halacha, Omar Rav Chisda Matnis Kuna, in Necholois El Otzli, Vein Necholois El Bechardol, Maitayim Omakro, the famous Halacha of Lemoshchol Igdulo, Kederich Sham Elochim Oichlin, which is quoted many times in Zvochim HaMenochis. This is the Mekor in our Gemara in Chulin, to teach us this halacha by Matnis Kuna. There's a din of lemoshchol igdulo. There's a halacha of how the matonis have to be eaten. And the Gemara tells us, lemoshchol igdulo k'der shamelochim uichlim, this is ein necholis elo tzli, ein necholis elo becharidl. So even though the Matnis Kuna over here, which is discussing the Zreya L'Chayayim V'Kevo, actually don't have any kedusha, ba'al koponim, they have a halacha of achila k'derech gdulo because of the pasuk of lemoshchol igdulo. Now it's worth pointing out that the Gemara in Bechiris, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, tells us that even though there's a din by the Matnis Kuhuna that they have to be eaten lemoshchol igdulo, but the Kohen himself who receives these matonois, he's allowed to sell on the matonois to Yisrael. He has a loch of chulin. There's no problem for him to sell them on to Yisrael. And says in Gemara that once he sells them to the Yisrael himself is not mechuyev to go and eat them bigdulo. Because the Yisrael bought them like regular pieces of Zreya L'Chayayim V'Kevo, like any other chilek of the behemah, and he doesn't have any din of lemoshchol igdulo. This din is only if it is still biyad of the original kohen who accepted them b'toyras matonois of Zreya L'Chayayim V'Kevo. Mameila, the din of lemoshchol igdulo is only biyad kohen, but if he sells them on to Yisrael, it does not have such a halacha. Even though the Aruch HaShulchan points out in Simen Samach Aleph Siv Zayin, that if someone gets invited to the Kohen's house and he eats by the Kohen the Zreya L'Chayayim V'Kevo, then he does have a halacha of lemoshchol igdulo, since he didn't buy them away from the Kohen, they're still b'rishus and b'yad HaKohen. But if he sells them on to Yisrael, there's no din anymore of lemoshchol igdulo. Now, a very interesting question over here is asked by the Marshal in his Sefer Yam Shel Shloimeh in Simen Yud Aleph. He asks on the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam tells us in Bikurim Peik Tes Halacha Chof that the halacha is, since we said the matonos of Yehov Zreya L'Chayayim V'Kevo don't have any kedusha, they are allowed to be sold to Yisrael, like we said, and says the Rambam a chidush that he's allowed to also be meichel, he's allowed to feed these matonos to his klovim, he's allowed to feed them to his dogs and give them to his avodim. There's no kedusha at all in the matonos, says the Rambam, he's allowed to be meichel matonos leklovim. Doesn't have any kedusha. Says the Yam Shel Shloimeh, very nice, and the Chenami, there's no kedusha, but what happened to the halacha of lemoshchol igdulo? There's a halacha in the achila, that the achila has to be kederech sham elochim oichlim. There's a din in the achila, has to be gdulo, has to be tzli, am dechardul. How can achilas kelev be called achilas gdulo? L'chayra, there's nothing less than achilas gdulo, like achilas kelev. Memeila l'chayra, says the Marshal, l'chayra, from the din of lemoshchol, this should be the reason why we should not be able to give the matonos to a klovim. Says the Marshal, by Mesen Chenami, we have to say the Rambam is only discussing the matonos which already is riach, and since they already not roll achilas odom, therefore the Rambam permitted them to be given to the kelev. But if they roll achilas odom, there's aloch of lemoshchol igdulo, which this will not allow the matonos to be given to klovim or anyone who's not going to be mikayim the dine lemoshcha kuroi, because it has to be eaten kederech sham elochim oichlim. And this is a halacha which the Shach actually paskins, like this Marshal ledina in Simen Samach Aleph Sivkot and Hey, that the halacha is we're not allowed to give any matonis which are roi l'achila, are not allowed to be given to klovim, and the Rambam is only talking about matonis she'es shirichu. B'Shachin Aviezri and Bikurim on this Rambam in Pektes Halachachof, he asks that the Pashtus of the Rambam, so to the Shulchan Aruch, is not mashma to say that we're talking about Dafke, a case where the Matonis were already Hisrichu, they already became ruined, Me'achilas Odom, it is mashma that B'cholif in the Rumati. And more so, says Aviezri, we said the Gemara in Bechiris, tells us that a Kohen is allowed to sell on his matonis to Yisrael, even though actually the Yisrael is not going to be eating them ligdulo. He doesn't have a halacha to eat them ligdulo, so l'chiria, there should also be a problem, according to the Marshal's Havona, that he should not be able to sell them to Yisrael, if in the end there won't be achilas gdulo on these matonis. How is he allowed to be permitted to sell them to Yisrael? Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Amuna in Bikurim Pektes Halachachof, in Bialoche, the Mamaschel Afilu, that Lechiria, if not for the cash of the Shach and the Marshal, he will suggest a different idea and a different Havona in why the Rambam permits Achilas Klovim, even though, of course, when the Kelev is actually eating, there's no way we can say that that Achila is Achila of Gdulo. Adarabba, this Achilas Klovim is no Sheiches Kederich Shamalochim Oichlim. But says Reb Chaim Kanievsky that the Havona of the Rambam is that the Kederich Shamalochim Oichlim means that the way of these matones have to be eaten and consumed kederech hamelochim. Now, one of the derech hamelochim is that the melochim themselves, the kings, they would give pieces of boso to the klovim and to the avodim. So the derech of the klovim, that the klovim are actually eating these matonois, is also a kiyum of lemoshcho ligdulo kederech shamelochim oichlim, because this is the way the melech actually divides and gives out his food, because he takes his food which he eats for himself and eats it betzli v'charedel, but so too he also takes boso and he gives it to his klovim and he gives it to his avodim. Mamela, this is also included in the klal of lemoshcha ligdulo, even though actually the achilas kelev alone could not be called achilas gdulo, but the melech, he is actually b'mekayim the din lemoshcha ligdulo by giving it away to his kelev. This is the way of acting kederech hamelochim oichlim of lemoshcha ligdulo. Mechudish tige aifal of to understand over here why achilas klovin should be called lemoshcha ligdulo, to answer the kasha of the shach and the mashal on the shita of the Rambam. Now Tosfos over here points out in the halachos of lemoshcha ligdulo, the Gemara over here says that the din of lemoshcha is a halacha of tzli v'chardel. Mashein kein in the Mishnah, in Zvochim Tzadik on its base, we find that the Kohanim are mutter to permit it to eat the boso which they receive from the Mizbeach, the Kodshe Mizbeach, they are allowed to eat Rishoim Lishanois, which whatever word they want. The Mishnah over there tells us Rishoim Akoyim Lishanois Ba'achila, Tzluyim, Shlukim, Mevusholim, and the Gemara over there tells us that the reason why they are allowed to do so is because of lemoshcha ligdulo, which will be mashma, that there's no actual tnai of eating a tzli v'chardl dafke. It is mashma, any type of food that the Kohen enjoys, this is also called lemoshcha ligdulo, and Tosfos answers a yesoid, that tzli is actually more lemoshcha ligdulo k'derech shamelochim oichlin, but if the Kohen prefers a different way of eating, then this is also enough for him, lemoshcha ligdulo. The Gemara over here is referring to a Kohen who doesn't have any preference, therefore he should choose the tzli, because tzli is the best, the highest darga of lemoshcha ligdulo. Other Rishonim, they say, in over here in Tosfos, in the Ramban, and the Rashba, they say that the difference, Be'emes has no halacha of tzli, tzli is only a dogma, it is only one case given, but Be'emes has no preference at all over tzli, more than any other way of cooking. Well, like the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Zvochim, Tzadik Amid Beis, that the Kohanim are allowed to eat any way which they enjoy, which is called Keder Shamelochim Oichlim. Now there's few prote dinim, interesting dinim over here, in the halachos of lemoshcha ligdulo. One of them is, Tosfos in Zvochim Ayin Hei Amid Beis tells us that the Gemara over here we find, the Loshon of the Gemara is actually Matnois Kahuna Ein Necholois Elotzli, which will sound that this is aloche dafke, but Matnis Kahuna, says Tosfos, is not aloche because of the Kodshim. It's not because it is Kodosh, as we said. Over here, there's Reol Chayim V'Keva, the normal Behemoth Chulin. There's no Kedusha involved. This is because it is aloche of a Matnis Kahuna. Memeila, says Tosfos, so too, when the Kohanim are eating the Korbonos in the Beis HaMikdosh, the reason why they have to eat it, Bigdula, is not because of the Kedusha of the Korban. It is because of the Matnos Kahuna that they receive from the Mizbeach. This is what's Mechayiv, the din of Lemoshcha Ligdulo. So says Tosfos, Mameila, in the Chilek HaBailim of the Korbonos, in the Shlomim, Lamoshul, that the Bailim are allowed to eat, their Chilek, in anywhere in Yerushalayim, they're allowed to eat, the Chilek HaBailim, says the Tosfos, since as we said, it is not because of the Kedusha, but only because of Madnes Kohuna, there's no Aloch of Lamoshul in Chilek HaBailim, only the Chilek HaKoyanim, which is a Madnes Kohuna, has a Aloch of Lamoshul. And the Mishnah Melech, in Maisa HaKorbonos, in Perek Yud, Aloch Yud, is very Mayichonis Aloch of Tosfos, he learns in the Rambam also that Tosfos holds that the Rambam holds like Shittas HaTosfos that the Aloch of Lemoshcha Ligdula is only on the Chilek HaKoyanim but not on the Chilek HaBailim. But the Biskirov in Yishurim in Tmura, in Chedusha agrees in Tmura, Chav Gim Lamed Aleph, so too in Yishurim agreed over there. He's Medayik in the from the Rashbam's Loshen in Psochim, Kuf Yutesa Med Aleph, so to Rashi himself earlier in Psochim, Peivava Med Aleph, even though they're discussing the Achilas Psochim, which does not have a din of Madin's Kohuna, also Rashi and Rashbam use a din of Lemoshcho Ligdulo, which will seem that they hold that even on the Chelek HaBailim, since it has a Korban, a din Korban, which is also a Korban, which is coming from the Mizbeach, this also has a halacha of Lemoshcho Ligdulo, and it is not a din only by Matnes Kohuna, which was Mashma and our Gemara, that this halacha is only by the Matnes Kohuna. It seems that Rashi and Rashbam hold that this is also by the Achilas Psochim, even though they are not Matnes Kohuna. The Machlekes is also brought down in the Truvas Koichav Miyankiv, in Chelek Aleph Simchov Zayin, the Klichemda in Pashas Ba'aloischa already also points out this machlokes between Rashbam and Rashi and Tosfos and Zvochim Ayin Hermit Beis and the Shittas of the Rambam if the din of Lemoshcha is by the Chilek HaBailim. Another interesting shaila, Tosfos over there in Zvochim Ayin Hermit Beis says that since, as we said, this halacha is Ba'ul Matnis Kohuna, Memela so too on Truma, there's also a din of Lemoshcha Ligdula that they have to eat the Truma Kederich Shamelochim Oichlim. But Tosfos in Bechiris in Chav Zayin Amed Aleph says that the mistaba, the whole din of Lemoshcha, is only said by bosa, only by meat. Over there, this applies the din of tzli and charidol and kederich shamelochim oichlim, but chumas and maizres, which is from produce from the field, there's no halacha of Lemoshcha, because it's mistaba that the din of Lemoshcha is only by bosa. Not like Tosfos says in Zvachim Ayin here midbeis. One final interesting shaila is the Chasam Sofer's shaila in Orichayim, Simen Tzadik Vav, Diva Maschil Va'oid. Later on in his tshuva also in Yerideh Simen Yud Ches, he discusses what will be the halacha of a kohen who actually is over and does not eat the korban kederich shamelochim oichlim lemoshcha ligdula. Is it only a din lechatchila? He hasn't been mekayim the lechatchila diga halacha of the achila, but there's no halacha b'di'eved, or do we say no, that he's ma'akev also b'di'eved, that he hasn't actually been mekayim any mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim, he has been mevatel the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim from his korban, since he didn't eat a bigdulo. And the din is also b'di'eved, that in only way he can be mekayim the mitzvahs, Achilas Kodshim, is only if he's going to do the mitzvah of Lemoshcha Ligdulo. Even though, as we said, the din of Lemoshcha is by all the Matnes Kohuna, but it could be by the Matnes Kohuna, which have a mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim, there is Be'emes Ma'akiv, Chasam Seif, the Ksav Seif in the end, he says as Mistaba, that it's not Ma'akiv, it's only a din lechatchila, that they have to eat lechatchila, kederich shamelochim oichlim, and he explains this in the Tosfos, in Menochis, Memchesem Ed Aleph, Diva Maschil Chatei. So too the Koich of Miyankiv, we mentioned earlier in Chilek Aleph, Simchov Zayin, he also discusses this, and he takes on Bipshitas, Nemaisa, that it is Takem Ma'akev B'di'eved, and there's no mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim if the Kohen is going to be over, big Chidush, if he will not be eating the Korban Kigdulo, Kedinoi, and Kemitzvosoi, then actually there's no mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim. So we mentioned over here a few proti dinim in the Hilchos Lemoshcha, besides Tosfos Shaila, if Tzli is any preference, which other Rishonim disagree with. We also mentioned the Machlokes between Rashi and the Rashbam and Tosfos and the Rambam, if this halacha is by Matnes Kohuna, also by Chilek HaBailim, also if this Shaila, if there's a Din Lemoshcha by Truma, or only by Bosa, only by meat, or if the Shaila, if the Moshcha of the Gdula is going to be Ma'akev on the Mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim. Moving now on to the Gemara, in Kuf Lamed Gimel Amed Aleph, the Gemara brings down the Din, in middle of the Omer Dom of Yosef, Haikane de Isle Tzuvah Mirabonon, Bishvu Vosei Udchikele Milse, someone who has a Tzuvah Mirabonon Tamid Chochem in the Shchuna, and Udchikele Milse, he's a Oni, Says the Gemara of Yosef as a Eitzer, Lizkele Matante, he could go and be Mezake him the Matonois, the Afal Gav de Leosele Yode, even though he never actually received the Koyen, says Rashi, could go and be Mezake the Matonois, he hadn't yet even received from the people who are giving him the Matonois, he can always be Mezake them already now, and he can give them straight to this Talmid Chochem Oni, and he can be Mekayim with this, the mitzvah of the Nesina, to the Koyen, because the Koyen actually is going to be Mezake, the Matonois, Avagav, the Leosele Yodi. Explains this Gemara, says of Yosef, the reason why it works, this is B'makirye Kehuna Leviyo. This is the very famous Yisoid of the Gemara, mentioned by us in Chulin Kuflamet Gimel. There's Alocha Makirye Kehuna Leviyo, says Rashi. We're talking about Koyanim, a Koyen who's very well known in the town. And everyone, says Rashi, Yoiv b'nei Odom, Oyehavi Moisoi v'noisin loya matonois. They're the ones who give him the matonois, and everyone gives to this Kohen. He's a Makirei Kohuna, everyone knows him, and this Kohen gets the matonois from the town. And Mamela, this Kohen is allowed to already be Mezake, the matonois, which he's going to be receiving from the Kohen, from the people in the town, to this Tamit Chochem Oni, in order to be Mezake him in these matonois, because Tchikelei Milsa. This Gemara, we find the idea of Makiri Kehuna. We find another two places in Shas. In one place, the Gemara in Gittin, Lamed Omed Aleph. Over there, the Gemara stipulates that this din is actually only allowed in a case where we have a Talmid Chochem Oni, only in a case to go and give, be able to give over the Matonis to the Talmid Chochem. Then we allow this Meiser of Zikui, even though he hasn't actually received the Matonis in his hand yet. This is also mentioned in Gemara over there in Gittin, the idea and the concept of Makiri Kohuna, it can be Mezake, the Matonis he's going to be receiving to the Tamid Chochem Oni, even though the Kohen actually never received the Matonis in his hand, he was never actually yet Zoicha from the Bailim in the Matonis. In the third place in the Shas is in the Gemara Baba Basra, in Kuf Chav Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing a Kohen who dies, and he leaves over his Moirish to his children. He's the Makiri Kohuna. He's the Kohen who everyone gives the Matonis to, says the Gemara. The children actually Yarshan, the Matonis which the father used to be receiving. He, the children, Yarshan these Matonis. And not just the children Yarshan the Matonis, but the Bechor of the Kohen who dies, he has got Zchus of Pishnaim. He can take Pishnaim in these Matonis. And says the Gemara, even though that Loche Pishnaim is only B'muchzik, only on something which the Kohen, before he died, is ready muhsikin, but not minaroi, not something which is going to be coming later on, says the Gemara that Makiri Kohuna is already enough to say that he already owns them, and Mamelis is called a muhsik in the Matono is enough that his child, his Bechor, should be able to get Pishnaim. So these are the three places we find over here, the idea and the concept of Makiri Kohuna, where you say this figure, widely discussed Inyan of Makiri Kehuna in the Achronim, and we'll mention over here Biktsora, the different deus and understanding Be'emes, how Makiri Kehuna works. How does this work that the Kohen actually never received in his hand the Matonois from the Behemah, from the Bailim? He never received them, and Afa Pekena still called his, that here in our Gemara we find he can be Mizake them, he can go and give them over to someone else. And in the Gemara Baba Basra we see that he's called a Muchzik. He's called already owns them enough that his child, his Bechor, gets a Zchus or Pishnaim in his Matonis. The first Makori to explain the idea on this idea on concept of Makiri Kohuna is Rashi in Gittin. And Rashi said that the Yisoid of the Alocha is built on the idea that all other Koyanim in the town, since they all know that this Koyan, he's the Makiri Kohuna, he's the one everyone knows. He's the famous Kohen of the town, and everyone is actually giving the Matonis to him. Mamela, all the other Kohenim in the town are Masiach Das. The Miyayish, the Masiach Das, they know they're not going to be receiving any Matonis. Mamela, they're Masiach Das on the Matonis, and this is the reason why the Matonis become automatically the Kohen himself, even without receiving them. Only the Makiri Kohuna, they are get hold of these Matonis. Now, Be'emes, the mere fact that the other Koyanim or Masiach Das, L'chayir, this is not enough to go and be Mezake, the Matonis, automatically to this Koyan. The fact that they're Mesalik and they take away the Miyayish, the Zchus, from receiving the Matonis, how is this the Havona, why is this Memela understood to say that it should become automatically the Matonis belong to the Makiri Kohuna? Explain many Achronim, Pshatin Shittas Rashi, we find this in the Imri Bino, in Trumer Simen Dalid, in the Pri Yitzchok, in Chelek Aleph Simen Memtes, the Stipler is Mayrich in Kilis Yankiv, Boba Basra Simen Lamed Zayin, Ibshur Rizovsky in Ishurim in Boba Basra, Oitz Nun Aleph, many others, they all explain the Yisoyed Adin of Shittas Rashi is, because Be'emes we're talking about over here, Matonis Kohuna, which don't actually belong to the Ba'ilim. The Ba'ilim who own them, the Israelim, have to give them away. They don't have actual ownership on the Matonis. The Matonis belong to the Shevet Kohuna. They belong already to the Shevet Kohuna after the Shechita. The Zerel Chayim Vekeva belongs to the Shevet Kohuna. Memela, there's no actual Ba'ilis besides the Tevas Hanor that the Ba'ilim can choose to who they want to go and give the Matonis to. But there's no Ba'ilis besides the Tevas Hanor. These Matnis Kohuna belong to the Shevet Kohuna. So the only Shaila is only which one of the Kohanim is going to be Zoicha in these Matonis. So on that, Rashi explains that since we know, all the Kohanim in the town know, that this Kohen, he's the one who's the famous Kohen who's receiving always, he gets hold of the Matonis from the town. Mameila the Miyayish and the Messiah Das, from receiving any Matonis, Mameila automatically, we can look at this Kohen, Kili is the only Kohen in the world. And since automatically the Matonis belong already to Shevet Kohuna, the only Shaila is only which Kohen from Shevet Kohuna owns the Matonis. Over here, since there's only one Kohen over here, because all other Kohenim were Messiah Das, it automatically belongs to him, and this is the reason why the Kohen himself is already Zoicha, even before he actually does any Maisa Kinyan to these Matonis, and Mamela, this is the reason of our Gemara, that he can automatically be Mezaka them to someone else, the Talmud Chacham Oni, and the Gemara in Baba Vasa tells us he's already a Muchzik, because it already belongs to Shevet Kohuna, and all other Kohenim on Bimiyayish, and he's Keilu, the only Kohen left in the world. This is how the Achrinim explain Shittas Rashi in Gittin, in explaining the Yisoid of Makiri Kohuna. But Be'emes, if we look in the Toisvus, in Baba Basra, Kufchav Gimelom at the base, in the Vamaschil Hoche, it will seem in the Pashtas of Toisvus, that Toisvus has a whole different explanation in the Yisoid of Makiri Kohuna. Because Toisvus over there brings down the Gemara in Baba Metzia, Memtes Omed Aleph, that the Gemara tells us that if someone tells his friend that he's going to give him a matona muetes, he's going to give him a little present, says the Gemara, osa lach zoibor. He's not allowed to go and be chuzah in order to say afterwards that he's not going to give the matona to his friend. He's ready mechayiv to go and give him a matona muetes, says the Gemara, osa lach zoibor. Explains Tosfos that the Yisoid Adin of Makiri Kohuna is also working with this Gemara of matona muetes. Since over here, the Ba'ilim have been giving the Matonis for many years already. They constantly give him the Matonis to this Kohen specifically. Memela, it's Ke'ilu already, they will mavtiach him, and they promised him that they're going to be continuing to give him the Matonis. And just like if someone says that he's going to give a Matonu Mu'etes, it's also Lachzoiboy, so too, over here, since they already promised, this is Ke'ilu, it's Avtocha, to continue on the tradition of giving over the Matonis to this Kohen, this Makiri Kohuna, Memela, they have a Issa Chazora, they're not allowed to be Chayza. Memela says, Tosfos, even though if they're Chayza, they're allowed to be Chayza, they're not allowed to, but it's gonna work, the Chazora is gonna work, but Al Kalponim Kol Oy, they were not Chayza, then the Halacha is that the person, the Kohen himself, is already Muchzik, he's already called a Muchzik in the Matonis. We can look at him that he's already Ke'ilu considered Vadai, that he's getting hold of these Matonois, since the Ba'ilim are not allowed to be Choyza. This is enough, a Chidush is enough to be called that the Ba'ilim, the Kohen is called a Muchzik in these Matonois, because the Ba'ilim are not allowed to be Choyza from the Matonu Mu'etes. Even though the Israel Chayam Kiva is worth a lot of money, but as we said, the only Zchir which the Ba'ilim have is only a Zchir of Tevas Hanoa, which is only a Matonu Mu'etes, for the Tevas Hanoa to choose this Kohen over other Kohanim. This is like Halacha of Matonu Mu'etes, and says Tosfos, this is enough to call that the Ba'il, the Kohen, is called a Muchzik in the Matonis. Says the Ketos HaChosha in the Reish HaInches, Tivkot and Tesvov, that Tosfos, who says this Yisoid in Makiri Kohuna, we can learn from this to other Halachas, if we want to establish the Halacha, what's called a Muchzik. Legaba the Halacha Pishnaim, which we said, the Bechorin, he takes Pishnaim, but Muchzik, the same halacha will apply if Reuven tells Shimon that he promises him and he makes a shvur that he's not allowed to be chayza from this shvur, and he makes a shvur that he's going to give him some money, says a ktsois, that it's muchach from his toisvus, that any time a person promises his friend money, and he's not allowed to be choizah, this is enough to say that the person, the Shimon, is now called a muchzik in the money, because the bailim are not allowed to be choizah, and this is enough that if Shimon dies, then Shimon's bechor actually receives pishnaim from this money, even though it is, he didn't get receive the money, but it is already called muchzik, and it's not called roy. This is what we could take out from this tesis, or makiri kahuna, or matona moetes, shal selach zubay. The nesivus, over there in Yesh Ha'inches, if got a new dalef, he disagrees with the ktsois, and he says that when you can't compare a case of a shvur to the din of matnis kahuna, which is a tevas hanor, because as we said, that by matnis kahuna, bemis the bailus is not really the bailim themselves, it's not really owned by them, it is shevet kahuna, they only have a zchus of a tevas hanor, and therefore since they're not allowed to be chuzah, the kohen himself is allowed to be tevas, he's allowed to even claim these matonois for himself, if he's makiri kahuna, like it's explained in Tosfos in Bava Metzia, in Vav and Aleph. Mamela, maybe this is the reason why Tosfos holds he's called a muchzik, but it could be in a shvua. This won't be enough to call him a muchzik if he still has the bailus of the mominus. It is not enough to be called a muchzik only by matnis kahuna, where there's only a tevas hanor. There Tosfos says he's decided that it is called a muchzik. Al-Koponim, this is Machlokes Ktsois and Nesivos over here, if we can compare the Yesod of Tosfos to other cases where the person is not allowed to be Chayza or is a din only in Matnis Kohuna. But Al-Koponim, you see from the Ktsois and Nesivos that they understood Tosfos Kipshutoi, that Tosfos is not learning the Sibah, the Havona of the din of Makiri Kohuna like Rashi, that he already owns the Matonis himself since other Kohanim were Mesiach Das, but Tosfos' Havona is that he's got Toyas Muchzik over here. It is called Ke'ilu, he's already a Muchzik already in the Matonois, since the Bailim are not allowed to be Chayza. Asks the Dvar Avrom, in Chilek Aleph, Simon Aleph, and Anav Zayin, the Stipling, Kilet Yankiv, and Gittin Simon Chof, and others, they ask on Tosfos, and the way the Ktsois and the Sivas understood the Pashas of Tosfos, that Tosfos is arguing with Rashi, and Tosfos holds that the Makiri Kuhuna are only muchzokim, they are called a muchzik enough for the aloha of pishnaim, that this is aloha of a muchzik since a bailim cannot be chayza. Asks the Dvar Avrom, that l'chira this is very well, we can be mazbe this yisoid or makiri kahuna, in the sugi in Baba Basra, which is discussing the sugi of pishnaim, where over there everything depends on a muchzik and a roi, so we can say a svara, that since the Bailim are not allowed to be Chayza, so we can look at it like a Dovah definite, it's definitely going to happen that the Makiri Kahuna are going to, in the end, get hold of these Matonis. But L'chayra, when we come discussing our Gemara, where we see a much bigger Chiddush, that the Makiri Kahuna can go and take these Matonis already now, even before they did a Maisa Kinyan on them, they haven't even been Zoycha in them yet, they can already be Mezaka these Matonis to someone else. For this, there's definitely, there needs to be somewhat of a bailus that the Kohen already has now, a bailus in these matonois, in order to be mezaka the matonois to someone else. The mere fact that it's called a muchzik in them, it will be enough for pishnaim, but there's not enough to go and be mezaka the matonois to someone else, if they're not his at all, if they still belong to the bailim, he still has a tevas hanor, and he's not his, then how should this be enough to be able to explain our Gemara that he's allowed to go and take the matonois and be mezaka them to someone else? For this, we definitely need to have a bailus in the matonois, which is the way Rashi explained in Gittin, the pshat in our Gemara. So this is a very strong question asked on the Ktsois and the Sivas, the way they understood Tosfos, that Tosfos just means to explain that he's a muchzik because the bailim is not allowed to be chizah. How is that allowed enough for our Gemara to say that the Bainim are allowed to go, the Kohen can already go and be mezake, the Matonis, to someone else? For this L'chira, it is definitely not enough to have a Muchzokos. He has to have much more than that, he has to have actual Bailus. Says the Dvar Avrom, if not for the Ktsois and the Sivas, he would have explained that Tosfos also agrees to Rashi. That over here there's actually a bailus going on. The Kohen actually owns these matonois, like we see in our Gemara, that he can already give them away to someone else, a Talmud Chochem Oni. The Havona is like Rashi explains, because other Kohenim are Mesiach Das, and since, as we said, these matonois or already shevet kohuna, mameila this keilu nor the kohen over here, and mameila this kohen himself has already got a bailus. The reason why Tosfos over there has to explain that there's another din of osa lachzoi boy, of matona muetes, and that's why it's called a muhsik, is because Tosfos has a different problem. Tosfos is asking that en chenami mitzad all the koyanim, there's the all masiach das, but there's also a toivas hanoah which the bailim have. This toivas hanoah of the bailim, that the bailim can choose to whom to give the matonois, this toivas hanoah alone is enough to go and say that it is not the koyan's matonois, but it still retains the koyach, the schus over here still be at the bailim. Because the bailim still have a toivas hanoah. Mameila Tosfos had to go eliminate the Toivas Hanoah of the Bailim by saying that Hanoise Matono Matono Meloetes Lachaveroi Osa Lachzoiboi. Someone who Oima, that he says that he's gonna give a Matono Moetes, he's not allowed to be Choyza. And so too over here, Makiri Kahuna, they are not allowed to be Choyza. Mameila, they have lost their Zchus Toivas Hanoah because they don't have any Toivas Hanoah anymore. If they can't be Choyza, they're not allowed to be chayza. They're mechuyev to continue in their tradition and giving weiter the matonos to this kohen, and therefore they lost the toivas hanoah. The second that Tosfos holds that they lost the toivas hanoah, then Tosfos goes back to Shitas Rashi that be'emes these matonos now actually belong to the kohen, since they were always shevet kohuna and other kohanim were already mesiach das and they were miyayish. Mamela comes out as a Dvar Avraham. There's no reason to go and say there's a machlokes at all going on between the Rishonim and the Chiretz Mochach and our Gemara, that everyone agrees there's a bailus over here the Kohen already has. Tosfos only had to say that there's a din of Matan Moetes in order to eliminate the Toivas Hanoah which the Bailim has, which this would stop the bailus of the Kohen to be chal straight away without any zchir. So to Rebbe Chonon in Kevichurim in Baba Basra, the Stipel in Baba Basra in Simen Lamed Zayin, also they all learn Tosfos, not like the Ktzos and the Sivus, Baal Derech, we said from Rashi and Gittin, that Makiri Kohuna Be'emes has a bailus that the Kohen already ownership, he owns the Matonis already now, and this is Muchach in our Gemara, that he has a Koyach to go and be Mezake to the Matonis to someone else, even before he actually did a Maisa Kinyan in the Matonis. Now moving further on into the Gemara, the Gemara Amud Beis, in the Machlokes, Rav Huna and Chia Bar Rav, in actual minyan, in how many matonos of Israel, Chiyayim v'Keva, called, are they called all one matona, or the three separate matonos? The Gemara says Machlokes, Shutov Berosh is potter min Alechi, or he's also a potter from all the matonos. This is Machlokes, Rav Huna and Chia Bar Rav, the Gemara explains later on in the Gemara, Chia Bar Rav understood from the Breisa of Chof Dalet Madnis Kahuna, that the matonos of Zerel Chiyayim v'Keva only mentioned that's one matona. Memela, he understood from over here, from this braisa, that this is all called one maisa matona, one matona, one mitzvah, and one matona of Zerel Chiyayim v'Keva. And Memela, he understood that if it's going to be potter from any one of them, this will automatically patter the other two, because they're all one matona, like Rashi explains, Yidim HaMaschel Shema Mino. The Gemara says that this is no raya, it's only because Damyan Lahadodi Choshuv Lukechoda, because they're similar, and therefore we count them all as one. But be'emes la'alocha, like it's mochach in the Breisa earlier, like Rav Huna said, that the three separate matonas, there's a matona of Zroya, matona of Luchayayim, and matona of Akeva, and Mamela, any shutfas in the Roish isn't going to be potter from the Lechi, but the other chalokim are still going to be chayiv. The Lechi is going to be potter, and even though he doesn't have a chiyuv on the Lechi, he's still going to have a din matona of the Keva, and so too of the Zreya. These are three separate matonos, le maskonis hagemore, la aloche, like Shitas Rav Huna. The Menchat Chinuch mitzvah Tov Kuvov, in the Koimetz HaMincha, discusses, even though the three separate matonos, le maisa the norma akiv each other, like Zimavu Abbas in the Gemara, and he discusses from the Loshon of the Pasuk, and with the Ritvoz Yesoi, the Bamitziah Tzadik Daled Omed Beis, in the case where the Pasuk didn't say oi in between the Zroya, oi l'chayayim, oi l'keva, the Pasuk just says, v'nosan l'akoyin ha-zroya l'chayayim v'keva, if this is enough to teach us that they're not ma'akev each other, ba'al kaponim la'alochis ez ha-michaschino ch'zmochach in our Gemara, that even though the three separate matonos, they're also not ma'akev each other, it could be potter from the Zroya, and you're still going to be chayiv with the other two, these are three separate matonos. Now a point has to be mentioned, that l'maisa in all the moinei mitzvahs, in all the Sfarim who count the mitzvahs, the Tayag mitzvahs, all the Tayag mitzvahs, they all mention that the Zerir Elechiyayim Vekeva is called as one mitzvah. This we mentioned earlier already, that even though Lemaskona, Sagemora, Lekavuna, Be'emes, there's three separate matonois, but Afal Pekein in the Minyan and mitzvahs, this all goes under one mitzvah Nesina of Zerir Elechiyayim Vekeva. There's only one mitzvah of the Taryag mitzvahs, just like it's mentioned in the Gebreitha, that there's only one matona of the Chof Dalin matonis. Now, as we mentioned, according to Rav Huna, the Zechariah, the Pashtus HaGemara, the three separate matonis, the Zroya, the Luchoyayim, and the Keva, Zechariah, the Pashtus of the Gemara is Mashma, that the Luchoyayim, even though there's two Luchoyayim, but the Luchoyayim are Be'emes one matona. This is the Pashtus of Loshon HaGemara. The Gemara says that if you shoot off Berosh Potam in Alechi, the Gemara doesn't tell us any difference if it's a Lechi Yemin or Lechi Smoil. It's a Mashma. This is all one matona of Lechayayim, La Alocha, that we pass in Rav Huna. There's a matona, separate matona of Lechayayim, but both Lechayayim together are called one matona. Memela says of Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Emuna, in Bikurim Peik Tes Alocha Yud Beis, in Sivkotan Peiches, that will come out if someone is a Shutef in the Lechi of the Yemin, he's also Potter from the Lechi of Smoil, because everything is one matona. There's one matona of Lechayayim, and since he has a sheiches and he has a shutfes in the chelik of the matona, he's potter totally from this matona, and there's no two separate Lechayayims involved. But be'emes, if we look in the Resag, in the Psadi going in the Sefer, in Chelik Aleph, in Asei, Tzadik Aleph, and Tzadik Beis, Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perlo in his Sefer over there, in Agrip on the Resag, he's medayik in the Loshon of Psadi going, that Reb Sadigoyin says that the matonis coming out of a behemah are arba, the four matonis. It's mashma in Reb Sadigoyin, the four matonis are the zroya, the two luchayayim, and the keva. Says Reb Yochum Fishopela luchayayim, it's mashma over here, that the Reb Sadigoyin holds that the luchayayim are counted like two separate matonis. And Mamela says Reb Yochum Fishopela, could be this is the reason why we mentioned earlier in the Gemara, at the beginning of the Omid, in Kuflamit Beis Amit Beis, the Gemara says that Rav Chista tells us the halacha of dividing the matonis, says Rav Chista, you give the Zroya le'echod, the Kevo le'echod, lechoyayim le'shnayim. The reason why we divide the lechoyayim into two is because actually they're two separate matonis, and we give each matonis to a different kohen, and therefore we divide the lechoyayim into two, lechoyayim le'shnayim, because they're two matonis. This is how he's medayik in the Loshon of Reb Sadi going. Memela la halacha will come out, according to Reb Sadi going to be Chidush, that if will be a shutef in the lechi of Yemin, he's be'emes chayev still in the lechi of Smoil, because the two separate matonois, just like he's chayev in the other matonois of the Zroya and the Kevo, because each matona is counted separately in Shittas Rav Huna and the Maskona, according to Reb Sadi going, is actually four matonois, because the lechayayim is called two. This is how the Reb Yochum Fishopelo is medayik in the Loshon of Reb Sadi going to be Chidush. Oh, but the Pashtus of Chaim Kanievsky, he writes in Derech Emuna La'alocha, the Pashtus is, we don't find mentioned in other Yishonim that there's anything more than these three matonis La'alocha, according to Rav Huna and the Maskona of the Gemara by us in Kuflam Gimel Amud Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.